Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 24, 1806. Bratton still weak. Little Pomp is restless and really not feeling much better today. Pomp, or Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau, was born to Sacagawea on the trip west and traveled with the Corps for the remainder of the expedition. When the journey was over, Clark desired to give the boy an education. Sacagawea agreed, and consequently, Pomp received a superior education in the United States, Germany, and France, with the sponsorship of both Captain Clark and Prince William. Quite a bit of historical and biographical information is available about Jean-Baptiste. He lived into his 60s when he contracted pneumonia while traveling from California to Montana. He's buried in a small town in Oregon. Captain Lewis writes the journal entry for today.
The child was very restless last night. Its jaw and the back of its neck are much more swollen than they were yesterday, though his fever has abated considerably. We gave it a dose of cream of tartar and applied a fresh poultice of onions. William Bratton still continues very unwell. We have tried every remedy which our ingenuity could devise, or which our stock of medicines furnished us, without effect. John Shields observed that he had seen men in a similar situation restored by violent sweats. Bratton requested that he might be sweated in the manner proposed by Shields, to which we consented. Shields sank a circular hole of 3 feet diameter and 4 feet deep in the earth. He kindled a large fire in the hole and heated well, after which the fire was taken out. A seat placed in the center of the hole for the patient, with a board at the bottom for his feet to rest on. Some hoops of willow poles were bent in an arch, crossing each other over the hole. On these, several blankets were thrown, forming a secure and thick awning of about 3 feet high. The patient, being stripped naked, was seated under this awning in the hole, and the blankets well secured on every side. The patient was furnished with a vessel of water, which he sprinkles on the bottom and the sides of the hole, and by that means creates as much steam or vapor as he could possibly bear. In this situation, he was kept about 20 minutes, after which he was taken out and suddenly plunged in cold water twice, and was then immediately returned to the sweat hole, where he was continued 3/4 of an hour longer, and then taken out and covered up in several blankets and suffered to cool gradually. Bratton feels himself much better and is walking about today and says he is nearly free from pain. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 24, 1806.
Bratton's affliction, according to Chouinard, could have been an abdominal infection, an inflammation of the sacroiliac joint, a herniated vertebra, or an infection of an intervertebral disc. Lewis's referral to Pomp as the child, or it, is typical of his impersonal relationship with the party. On many occasions he referred to the men with their last name only. He often referred to Sacagawea as that Indian woman, and to her husband, Toussaint Charbonneau, as that interpreter. Tomorrow, the child not well yet.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.